We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I saw this ESPN power rankings for the NFL season. What better time than now to go through it as we gear up for Thursday night, the 8th, the opener, Bills and Rams at SoFi in Lipstick City. And then on Sunday, the 11th, it's going to be full tilt, pain day, every game, every team playing. So here's how they rank them from worst to first. At number 32, Art Smith and the Atlanta Falcons rated the worst team in the league heading into the season. I don't know about that. I mean, I think they're going to be bad. I don't know if they're going to be that bad, like the absolute worst. Look, here's the deal. Their quarterback situation is bleak, but I do think Desmond Ridder has a future in the NFL. I think he's going to turn into something for the Falcons. I've never been a huge Mariota fan. A lot of injuries. He was a great player in college. I've never bought his act in the NFL. At number 31, Lovie Smith has the Houston Texans down near the bottom of the barrel. And Davis Mills, of course, is definitely on a hot seat. I've always said he's terrible. Others that come on my show like his abilities. Bottom line is, Mills has to prove that he's worth it because they have two first-rounders in the 23 draft next year in Kansas City. If he doesn't do well, you know they're going to select somebody that'll replace his ass. At number 30, it's the New York Jets and Mr. Salah. Denzel Mims wants to be traded. The wide receiver had a huge game in his last preseason effort against the Giants, including a touchdown. But they have Elijah Moore, a second rounder from last year's draft, and a first rounder this year in Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. So maybe they will deal him. I'm not buying the Jets' impressive preseason one bit. At 29, the Carolina Panthers. Everybody that comes on Coast to Coast tells me the Panthers are going to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield, but his backup, Sam Darnold, has already been injured with a high ankle sprain. He's out 6 weeks, so they've got a real bad situation there with Walker, the backup now, and it's up to Baker to get it done. His first game is against the Browns. Go figure. I think Rhule's on the hot seat. His first two runs in Charlotte have gone 5-11 and 5-12, so he's been awful. I've always said he's a college coach. $62 million they gave him in 2020, a 7-year fat deal. He certainly hasn't lived up to that at all. The G-men are ranked 28th. Daniel Jones sitting on the hot seat. He's never done anything. I think Barkley should be there as well. It's his last chance to prove he's worth a damn in New York. Jones, a 5th-year option in his rookie deal, declined in the offseason. No more excuses for him. He's got to put up or shut up. I know everybody's all excited about Brian Daboll and his offense, he being the new head coach. We'll see how it goes. They're usually out of it by Farrelloween. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 27th. I think they should be lower. We're going to see what Trev Lawrence is made of this year. It was a disaster last season, and especially with Urban Meyer. But now they got a new coach, Doug Peterson. He won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, of course. He's going to do a lot better job than Meyer, who's back on Fox talking about college football games. I'm surprised he even got that job. I actually think the Jaguars still stink. I'm not buying their act at all. Number 26 is the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell. Oh, you know Jared Goff is on a hot seat because he hasn't done anything since he got all that money with the Rams and they got rid of his ass. Obviously, the Lions still believe in Goff. Otherwise, they would have drafted a quarterback with their two first-round picks that they had in the draft in Vegas. I mean, I know it was a preseason game, but they didn't look good against the Steelers at all on Sunday. They do have receivers DJ Shark, Amon-Ra St. Brown, a better offensive line. We'll see if Goff can take advantage of it. Certainly, being on Hard Knocks doesn't make you a good football team at all. Speaking of lousy teams, the Chicago Bears come in 25th in the power rankings. It's a rebuild in the Windy City, that's for sure. My question is, what is Justin Fields going to do when he's running for his life again because they have no talent on the football team to protect him up front or in the pocket or really? I mean, I guess Mooney's okay as a receiver, except when I see him drop touchdown passes in playoff games. But I just think the Bears are god-awful. You lose. Number 24 is Seattle. I think they should be at the bottom of the barrel with their two crappy quarterbacks, Geno Smith and Drew Locke. Smith has been named the starter. Locke's future is bleak at best. He looked atrocious in their last preseason game, throwing three picks. That was all Pete Carroll needed to see as he named Smith the starter right after that performance. Locke's rookie deal ends after this season, which he will barely play in unless Smith gets hurt. So Seattle can move on from him if he doesn't get it done, which you know he won't. Minnesota's 23. I think they should be higher. I think Kirk Cousins knows how to get it done. Kevin O'Connell, new coaching staff. They've moved on from Zimmer and all their alleged big defensive team plans. They need to play ball. They need to light it up with Jefferson. Cook needs to stay healthy. And I think they can actually be a sleeper team. I'm not buying 23. Too low for me. I think they can be better than that, at least middle of the pack. I've already said they can give the Packers a little bit of a run for the money in the North because everybody just has gifted the Packers the division, the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and they never get to the Super Bowl and get it done. Rodgers has only done it once. I mean, I'll give him that. He got a Lombardi. You get one, I respect you, but everybody gives him all these MVPs every year. He should have at least two or three Super Bowls, don't you think? He certainly gets the attention from the media like he's won three Super Bowls, but he hasn't. I don't think he deserves the attention that he gets. In fact, I think it's a little bit ridiculous. Here's another one I'm not buying. The Pittsburgh Steelers are ranked 22nd. They haven't had a losing season in 15 years under Mike Tomlin. They made the playoffs last year. They shouldn't have been in the playoffs, but they made the playoffs. They declined Devin Bush's fifth-year option, so it's now or never for my man Bush, and he hasn't done anything in Pittsburgh. I think their defense got a little better by bringing in Miles Jack, and they're already a tough defense. They got a great running game in Najee Harris. I think they got great receivers, great tight end in Freiermuth. I love their quarterbacks. Yeah, that's right. I like Trubisky. I like Pickett. Mason Rudolph for $3 million isn't the worst thing in the world. I actually think this team is a lot better than they're getting credit for. I think their problem is the same as last year. They're weak up front, which is a major issue. The Commanders are 21st. Washington somehow ahead of Pittsburgh. I'll never figure that out with Carson Wentz. I don't believe that for one second. I think they suck, and they don't have Chase Young at the beginning of the season for four games. I am just not interested in this ranking. Number 20 is New Orleans with famous Jameis. He's definitely on the hot seat. He blew out his knees, had problems with injuries left and right. He started only seven games last year before the ACL injury. He's got to stay healthy. I am not believing in the New Orleans Saints at all, and I don't think he can stay healthy, although they do have Andy Dalton as a backup. In fact, he can play and always seems to stay healthy for the most part compared to Jameis Winston. Number 19 is another sleeper team for me, the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to be a lot better than this ranking. I think Tua's going to go off. I think Ty Hill's going to go off. I think their defense is better than anybody gives them credit for. I think they're going to be very interesting. I think they're the team that's going to give the Bills at least a chase in the AFC East in that division. Arizona's 18 with Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat. Murray got his money, the quarterback. Now he's got to live up to all those bucks. Let's see if he can. Last year, they choked away the division. 17 is Cleveland, and Stefanski's on the hot seat. I don't know why. I mean, the bottom line is they're not going to have Deshaun Watson until week 12, so I give them no chance with Jacoby Brissett in charge of that offense. Sorry. The Patriots are ranked 16th. They made the playoffs last year with 10 wins, but everybody's saying Mac Jones is taking a step back. I'll believe that when I see it. I still think they're well coached. No one believes in Patricia. No one believes in Judge. They're going to miss McDaniels. We'll find out in short order. They open with the Dolphins. 15 is the Eagles. Everybody loves Jalen Hurts, but he's definitely on the hot seat. They were a playoff team last year. A lot of people think they'll win the East over the Cowboys. Indy is ranked 14th. Frank Reich on the hot seat. But look, they got Matty Ice. I think they're going to be a tough team. I think they're going to win their division. 13 is the Raiders in Vegas. I love Derek Carr. And now he's got Devontae Adams. That's all I need to know. Plus, they picked up Chandler Jones to go with Max Crosby. I think they'll be tough every week. 12 is the Broncos. Everybody loves the Broncos because of Russell Wilson. I don't. If they were so good, why didn't they win last year? Why didn't they make the playoffs last year? 11's Tennessee. They think Tannehill's going to get it done this year. He didn't get it done in the playoffs last year, but they do have Henry back. 10 is Dallas. Even though everybody thinks Philly's better, I still think Dallas is better because of Dak Prescott. You know McCarthy's on the hot seat. 9 is the Ravens. They're always good, and they just need to give Jackson the money. 8 is the Chargers. Overrated. Honk, 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 honk. 7 is the Niners. I like them now that Jimmy G's cut a new deal and is staying. 6 is the Packers. Screw the Packers. 5 is the Bengals after their run last year. Why not? I love Joe Burrow. 4 is Kansas City because of Patrick Mahomes. 3 is the Rams. That's because they won the Super Bowl and they got Stafford. 2 is Tampa because of Tom. And the Bills are number 1 because of Josh Allen and the defense.